The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show every Sunday here from 8 to 8:30. We don't operate out of gimmicks. We don't talk about guarantees that we guarantee will buy your home, because honestly, folks, what they're going to guarantee you is something you wouldn't ever accept, so why even call? Truly, if you are in the market to buy or sell real estate, you're in the process of considering marketing your home, there are some key elements that you need to consider when it comes to justifying fair market value for your property. One of those is the fair price for your property. The price of your home is essentially a number. It's picked based upon a variety of different interpretations, which include the square footage of your home, the historical comparables in the neighborhood, the improvements for the property otherwise, and generally the market trend. Where is the market trend? We'll talk a bit about how the market is acting in today's show. We'll talk about the number of showings we've been experiencing. But first, I want to tackle this specific interest in pricing and encourage you to join me for a special webinar this week on how to sell or buy a home in the COVID-19 pandemic. You can sign up for this webinar. It is going to be, and we've already done it twice now. We had overwhelming interest in it the second time. And I believe this time you will find that the material is even better. You sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. It's this week. So go to ericstewartgroup.com. If you're on your computer listening to my show, go there now. Right at the top of the front page, you'll find an advertisement there, and we can take your application right away, and we'll put you into a slot within the webinar. It's a 30-minute webinar followed with 30 minutes of Q&A on the back end. I'll help you understand how we're preparing homes, how we're making the best improvements to generate the highest return with homes. I'll help you understand how to go through the process of showing your house and how we're showing homes in spite of COVID, as well as how are we handling the escrows and the settlements and so on all the way through. But you have to be there to see it. So again, go to ericstewartgroup.com, sign up at the top of the front page right now and save your spot, okay? If you can't, for whatever reason, go on the computer and you prefer a phone number, call us toll free, 1-800-900-9104 to sign up today. That's 1-800-900-9104. To sign up today. Okay, pricing. Well, pricing, you know, I think of the pricing, timing, and condition as kind of a flywheel of sorts, you know. So the time of year has an impact on where we price in the spring market right now. I price ahead of where market values might have been 6 months ago by 3% on average in a stable market. And typically by the fall, the 3% upside that I've received in the spring has drifted away and prices are about 3% lower. So in a flat environment, simply based upon demand in the springtime over supply, we sell homes for more money right now. Yep. If you're getting ready to sell, you should right now give us a call and get a free market evaluation from us. We can do it through Zoom. You can show us your whole house. We'll tell you how much it's worth, what improvements. We don't even have to go to your home, folks. We will make it easy for you. If you're interested in that approach or prefer to have a personal visit, we'll wear masks and gloves. We'll come out and see you. 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. Or submit online at ericstewartgroup.com. Okay, so negotiating price. The timing's good. Let's say the condition is superlative. That simply means it's in exceptional condition. And now pricing. We layer in what if homes around your house sold for. And we apply what's called the theory of regression and the theory of progression as a consideration of where fair market value is. Progression is if your home is smaller than the other homes around your house, we apply that theory of progression, progressing your value higher based upon larger homes near you. in the theory of regression, if you are the largest home, there's a street near where I live that I jog down, and someone has built a house that is three stories tall, and next to it is a 1950s Rambler. You can imagine that the guy who's in the three-story tall big house, his price is not going to be as high as it would be if he was surrounded by other like houses. So his value regresses based upon smaller homes, whereas the guy in the Rambler, his progresses because he's got larger homes around him that help to bring his value up. Make sense? So there's some of that consideration about size and location within a neighborhood. We look at the comparables to get a sense of what's the overall trend. Prices are going up this year. I could easily have seen prices go up 5 to 7% this year had we not had the virus come in. Why? Because the number of listings on the market in December, January, and February of this year was at a low for the last, I think, 12, 13 years. It was a strong bullish indication that prices would likely jump higher. And apart from something unknown like what we've experienced now, prices would have done just that. Prices would have gone up and would have gone up finally, I think, higher than they would have last year or the year before. So there's some of that trend within timing. There's also the condition of the property, which is what improvements have you made? And this is a constant question that we get. Hey, I don't know how much I should put into my home in order to generate a higher price. So let me pose this in an illustration. Let's assume that I have two home sellers. One is a $400,000 home seller, and the other one is a $1.2 million home seller. Now, they both need a kitchen, they both need the master bath redone, and they both need new flooring on the first floor. If we assume that there's a kitchen that needs to get redone in the $400,000 and a kitchen that needs to get done in the $1.2 million, what's the difference in the cost benefit of improving the kitchen in the less expensive home versus the more expensive home? Remember, it doesn't cost much more to do a countertop in a larger kitchen than in a smaller kitchen. It doesn't cost that much more to do the countertops and to do the floors and to do the cabinetry and to do the appliances. If you're going to spend $15,000 on a minor kitchen redo in a $400,000 property and you do the same amount in a $1.2 million property, you're likely to get much more of a return on your investment in the higher price property. So you got to be considerate of how far you go. If you got a $400,000 home and you want to spend $8,000 doing prep work so that you can get 16 back, that makes sense. But if you put 15 in to get 15 back, it's not going to make that much sense. Whereas with that larger house, you put 15 in, maybe you get 30 back. It's just the pricing consideration. So you have to look at condition. You have to consider what improvements you have to make. And then you have to balance all of those things out. And as I like to say, the price is what you pay, but the value is what you get. And the value, and that's Warren Buffett who quoted that. And ultimately, as a home seller, you want to get the highest price justified by all of the different values that you offer, which could be the school district. It could be the feng shui. It could be the brick and block construction. It could be any number of things that have to be considered into what the fair price is. As a buyer, you're looking for value for the price and want to get the price as little as possible so you can walk away and say, I got a great value. The real estate agent's job, this is my job as a seller's agent, is to negotiate the price to its highest and best conclusion and make the case for the value of what we're offering. As a home buyer's agent, my job is to do my best to destroy the perception of value for the home that you're selling. And I mean that in the nicest of ways. It simply means where you might have really given a lot of value for something, I might say, well, it's really not important to my buyer. It may be that it's just a combination of different interpretations that ultimately come together in hopefully what is a successful negotiation. Now, when I get back, I'll tell you the story about the failed negotiation followed by the successful one. But first, Stuart Rosenthal, I hear his special music. Gosh, the guy's got his own music. Wow. Stuart Rosenthal, how are you?
Good morning, Eric. Well, so many of us are, you know, stuck at home a little bit and we have some time on our hands. One of the things people really ought to be thinking about is figuring out their estate plan if they haven't already done so. So we have an article that talks about various, you know, common mistakes people make. So keep these in mind. First of all, not having an estate plan is one of the biggest mistakes. You should have a will. You need to talk to a lawyer. You really, even if you don't have that much in the way of assets, it's important to understand what you have and who you want it to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you'd want to make sure that you have the right beneficiaries on your retirement accounts and life insurance policies, because they don't pass through a will. So that's a whole separate matter, and you need to address that one as well. Then you want to make sure that the title is right on property you have jointly with your spouse. Is it spouse joint tenants in common, or is it joint tenants with rights of survivorship? There are various ways in which they can be held, and you want to make sure you've got that the right way as well.
As always, he brings in interesting tidbits. We call them the beacon bits. Thanks, Stuart. Well, we'll be right back with more of the Eric Stuart Show right after this.